You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast once again here at William Hill on Wednesday, December the 27th. I'm Andy Holding, looking at a 7-race programme today at Leopardstown, of course, day 2 of their Christmas festival. And we've got grade 1 action for you twofold today with 1:15, which he obviously sees Min continue his rise up the chasing ranks. And we've also got the future champions at Novices Hurdle at 1:50, in which Meghli Khan bids to continue his winning run. Very good handicaps as well to contend with this afternoon. Of course, the Paddy Power Chase at 3 o'clock is the main action with regards to handicap chases throughout the four-day festival. And they're betting around about 5-6-1 the field this morning. So plenty to get stuck into today, beginning with the Juvenile Hurdle at 12:10. And all eyes, no doubt, here will be on Mr. Adjudicator making his debut here for Willie Mullins. It's a race that Willie took last year with Mary Devi, so he's obviously highlighted this race as a perfect start for this gelding by Camacho. Of course, used to be with Joe Murphy on the flat, and he ran to a decent level on many occasions when there was plenty of giving the ground. That second at the Galway Festival in that competitive 3-hour handicap reads well on paper. And he rounded off his season with a good win down in the Killarney Festival, stone and very strongly under top weight to beat a good field in a fast time. He's obviously quite a useful type, and hopefully he'll be above average, because Willie Mullins has already got a decent juvenile in his midst in the shape of Storm Island. Of the dangers, well, Gordon Elliott has got the two that have had runs on the board, Pete Sohine, Karaka. Albeit they're useful, I don't think the level of their form would be good enough to cope with Mr. Adjudicator if he can jump a clear round. So Willie Mullins, hopefully he'll have a good day here today, and he looks to have a good start here with Mr. Adjudicator in the first. On to the 12:40 then, and Bunk Off Early bids to give Willie Mullins another win here at the four-day festival. And with a clear round, one would imagine this horse would have enough class here, because he was good enough to finish, of course, second to his stable companion Bacardi's in the Deloitte & Touche Novices Hurdle, the Grade 1, at the February meeting last year. Indeed, he was strongly fancied to run well in the Supreme Novices Hurdle itself, but unfortunately he ran poorly behind Le Bacon. He didn't really cut much ice either on his final start, so he has got a little bit of ground to make up, if you like, or a reputation to rebuild. And if he is to come unstuck today, it might well be that Le Martelan is the one that finds any holes in Willie Mullins' horse, because he produced a good performance first time out of a fences down in Wexford when just getting touched off by the useful mare Denaria de Zobo. The time figure that race suggests that he'd run to a good level, and given that he was given a stone and £2 away, weight for age, it was a particularly good performance. Unfortunately, this horse tipped up at the first next time at Navan. It was the race, of course, Album Photo went on to win. But if he can jump a clear round today, I do think Nolmeade's Charge has got sufficient qualities certainly to put it up to the favourite here. And he's probably the value bet around about the 3-1 mark this morning. On to the big race of the day then, regards chases. And Min sets a really high standard here. I really do love this horse. I actually think he's a better horse than Duvan myself. Bit of a bold statement, but no great surprise to me to see this horse second favourite for the champion chase. And I actually think he'll go favourite after today, even what Politologue will be doing over at Kempton. Of course, Altior's waiting in the midst, but there's a bit of a cloud under regarding him, whereas there's absolutely no clouds surrounding this six-year-old, who was absolutely devastating first time up at Garran. OK, it was only up against Flaxen Fair and Uncle Danny, but he absolutely slaughtered him. And even though there's only three runners, the time figure was sensational. He went off at good pace and never relented at all from the head of affairs. And he posted the kind of figure to suggest that he's just as good as ever. And of course, when we last saw him last season, he was winning a Grade 1 here at this meeting when he beat the likes of Ordinary World. And of course, Road to Respect, who went on to advertise the form twice over last season. Basically, this horse is just a really top-class operator. He jumps well, travels well, speed to burn. And I think this horse will win the Champion Chase this season. Hopefully, this will be a stepping stone towards that target. On to the 1:50 then, the big hurdle race of the day. It's the Paddy Power Future Novices Hurdle. Meghli Khan, is the one to keep on the right side of here. This horse has been clocking some fantastic times, and his best number came last time out when he won the Grade 1 at Fairy House, beating Estella Field, which included so many previous winners. And he did it with a touch of panache as well. Soft ground is absolutely no bother to this horse. He's got a great cruising speed. He's got a good attitude as well, as the Irish would say. He's got a lovely mind on him, this fella. And we got Jack Kennedy riding the crest of wave, knowing his horse really well, and Gordon Elliott still firing on all cylinders. It's hard to see how this horse is going to come unstuck here today. Maybe Real Steel could offer some kind of threat. He posted quite a decent number down in Thurles when he made his Irish debut the other day, but I'm not sure whether he's quite good enough to beat Meglia Khan at this stage of his career. The rest are useful. Sharjah, we know he's a useful type, and Miski Sarah as well provides Willie Mullins with another chance at this decent pot. But I'm going to stick with Meglia Khan. His numbers suggest he's the best horse in Ireland, and at the moment he's the one to beat in the Supreme Novices Hurdle Market as well. On to the 225, competitive stuff here, but I'm taking a chance that Yaya Fizz regains the winning thread, having racked up a sequence last season at Nace and Navan respectively. This horse goes really well from the front. He's got a real high cruising speed, and even though he's got beaten on his two runs so far this season, he's run up to a very high standard, trying to make the run in at Punchestown and Fairy House respectively, in viciously competitive handicaps. The problem being with this horse, he's just been taken on with these big fields, and he hasn't had the uncontested lead that he requires. Therefore, I actually do think he's run incredibly well, considering he's been pressed for the lead, he's been headed, and he's fought back. He's shown real good tenacity once he's kind of like give up the ghost. And with that in mind, I do think this horse now is ready to get back on the winning thread, because I think he'll get an uncontested lead here today. There's no particularly strong front runners. He should get a little bit of clear water. He's racing left-handed as well, where he's 3 from 5. And if Ryan Tracy can get the fractions right here at Leopardstown, it can be a track where you can make all the running. So hopefully Yaya Fizz proves me right and can make all there in the 225. On to the big betting race of the afternoon then. Very competitive, 6-1 the field at Paddy Power Handicap Chase. But Oscar Knight is the one I'm going to side with here. He was hugely unlucky in this race 12 months ago when he lost his position at halfway, almost got brought down the back straight twice, and yet he still managed to finish an incredibly good third behind Noble Endeavour in a fast speed figure time. He comes here off the back of a traditional Irish prep for a race of this nature, i.e. he won a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. But it was still a decent effort anyway on the figures, because he beat a couple of horses with tremendous form. Glenn Lowe going into that race strongly fancied and run well since. And Diamond Kushwa absolutely hacked up at Navan the other day in a handicap hurdle. So he's beaten no back numbers on that occasion, and he did it in real good style. He can make mistakes, this horse. He's not the most fluent over his fences, but if he does pull in a clear round, he's certainly got all the ability in the world to win a race of this nature. We know he goes around the track, and hopefully Mark Walsh can plot a course that would enable an Oscar Knight to make up for that untimely defeat last season. On to the final race then, an intriguing looking bumper. Several with form, several come out of the point-to-point field, most notably Careful Selected, who's the head of the market for the Willie Mullins camp, who took the bumper here yesterday. Master of Tara, similar credentials with him, being a gelding by Cave Tara, having won a point-to-point, and Gordon Elliott has given him a favourable report. But the one at the big prices that I'm going to concentrate on here is Mount Pellier from the Alan Fleming stable. This horse is a 20-1 poke this morning, but I see he's got a much better chance than that, based on his run first time out at Punchestown in a maiden hurdle, where he did all his best work at the finish, really coming home strongly, having been in an uncompromising position turning for home. He absolutely rattled home, and given that he's finishing behind horses such as Paloma Blue and Athenian, who've won good novices hurdles subsequently, I think the standard of that race is good. The performance level was high, and I think he's a better horse than his price suggests this morning, and I suggest you get stuck into him at round about 16-20-1 this morning. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow on Thursday, December the 28th, when we take a look at the third of the 4 days at the Leopardstown Christmas Festival. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.